Welcome to Triple M Breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer. This is the Coast Zone 107.7 Triple M.
Yeah, good morning, Central Coast.
Oh, yes, it is.
The day we love the mess. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, Friday.
Bring it on.
How you going, buddy?
I couldn't end quick enough this week. Had it at the back teeth with you. No, not at all. I'm only joking.
Hope you don't say that too often. Couldn't end quick enough.
Or had it to the back teeth.
Oh, for the Dragons it was last night. They started so well. God, they came out of the box.
Didn't watch the game.
Mate, I tipped South and then it was at one stage 16-0. The Dragons were up and on there. They've got it in the can. I used my joker for this round. For round 12 of the NRL, right. I'm there. I'm done and dusted right,
you know,
in the
what
first
I
game.
This what? Is the first year that I've not been in any tipping comp anywhere.
Yeah.
And I've found it doesn't force me now to watch the games. When I was in a tipping comp, I would actually watch games I had no interest in whatsoever.
Yeah, you do.
Just because I was in a tipping
comp. Absolutely. That's why I enjoy it.
Well, it's bought me about 10 hours a week.
Hey, we did hear earlier on, we got reports there were problems on the M1 northbound around Wyong. Look, if anyone can give us an update on what's happening on the roads, give us a call, 132710.
Yeah, everyone appreciates a bit of info on the roads.
Yeah, we'd love to know. Sonny Bill Williams arrived back in Sydney last night. Will he be resuming for the Roosters? We'll wait and find out.
Don't know.
Speaking of rugby, where's Kev from Kincumber? Where the bloody hell is he?
He's been buried under a rock for a week.
No. Normally he'd call at this time, hey, give us an update of what's happening.
We'd have plenty of local on-the-ground information about what's happening in the rugby league.
Yeah.
People playing again. I spoke to one of the local butchers. He said it was weird playing rugby union. He was playing for Woi Woi. And, you know, having to... Not allowed to shake hands at the start of the game, but then you'd pack a scrum after the first drop ball. And you go, hang on, this is weird.
Here you are tackling them, whacking them, running into each other.
Grabbing them by, you're sticking your head right up behind there.
Near their kyber.
Yeah.
Don't you shake my hand, though, at the end of the game.
Don't shake my hand. You can fart on my face, but don't shake my hand.
Hey, if anything you want to have a chat about, you may want to have spoken about something that we spoke about earlier on this week. You weren't able to get through. Give us a call now. 132710.
Yeah, anything you want to chat about?
Yeah, we'll get into first calls. By the way, too, I gave Rob a present yesterday. It was a calendar.
Oh,
that
it was offensive.
Did. It wasn't.
Well, you know what it was. It was you giving me a calendar. It was Men of the Central Coast. There's a bunch of, every page had another local
identity.
Identity. I was going to say hero, but you're in it. And, you know, I got through to, what month are you on again? I've forgotten.
January. Start of the year, mate.
Buck naked. Raise money.
Oh, jeez.
Raise money for charity, though.
It did raise good money, and we put it on a Triple M's Facebook page, and it's had about 1,500 views.
You just wanted me to see you nude in a calendar. That's exactly what it is.
That's exactly right.
And it was in 2006.
Yeah, but the point is sex sells, mate. Sex sells.
Right. Well, you keep chomping down on those toasted cheese sandwiches, mate, to a nude Elvis calendar. Elvis lookalikes.
Okay, get in the game, as Rob says. 107.7 Triple M. Indigenous round in the rugby league started last night. The Rabbitohs beat the Dragons 32-24. All the boys had their jerseys on. I actually text Morris Goolagong, because Mocker, who lives on the Central Coast,
yep.
Bob, he does quite a bit of Aboriginal art. Jeez, a legend. Bloody brilliant. And I texted him last night and said, Mock, did you do any of the jerseys? Because he normally does the jerseys for some of the clubs.
They're cool, aren't they? I really like them.
I bought
a Wallabies jersey when they had the Indigenous match, when it was the first time the Wallabies played Indigenous jersey. And, yeah, I got the same one. Well, Curtly Beale was in the side that night.
Oh, Curtly Beale, yeah.
They flogged the All Blacks.
Yeah.
And I put it down to the jersey.
Just,
so I bought one.
Did you?
Yeah. It's about the only time we'd beaten the All Blacks in 10 years.
And this century, actually. But Mock didn't do any, but geez, does some great Aboriginal art. Unbelievable. He does jerseys and does bloody surfboards and all that sort of stuff. He's a legend of a man. Hey, it is 20-6. Want to have a chat about anything whatsoever? 132710 is the number.
G'day, Julie from Gorrigan.
G'day, Rob. Yeah, good, guys. Patty, I'm just giving an update on the M1 accident.
Fabulous.
Deep Creek Bridge, yeah.
So where is it nearly, Julie?
The Deep Creek Bridge, just south, probably 100 metres from the Ellison Road overpass.
Yep.
And what's happened there?
Oh, it looks like they've got two lanes blocked, but letting one lane through, so very slow, probably only banking up what would it be, north of the Tug overpass. So,
and that's heading northerly?
Heading northbound, yeah.
Okay, yep. So Deep Creek Bridge, 100 metres past the Alison Bridge overpass. What is it, one truck, two trucks? What's the go?
Oh, it was hard to see because I'm travelling southbound.
Oh,
but,
right.
But they've got all the emergency services and everything there. Okay. But there is a small amount of traffic getting through.
Okay, then.
Not really. Probably only half a K. The traffic south of that seems to be flying all right.
Oh, okay, so if you see anything else, please give us a call. Thank you, Alison. We'll give Alison to a Luna Park Sydney family pass. Don't miss Luna Park's wild weekends. Limited tickets. Book now at lunaparksydney.com.
Cool. Get amongst it.
107.7 Triple M.
When one project leads to another, be rewarded every time with Kingcumber Mitre 10 Mighty Rewards.
Paddy and Rob Palmer's in the nuts.
G'day there, Steve from Wombe.
G'day, how are you?
Good, mate. Yourself?
All right, where are you headed?
Sitting in traffic northbound.
Oh, right. Mate, how far is the traffic bank back?
Wyong Road. And I don't even know how far up it is.
All right, but it's a fair.
But are you moving or are you sitting?
No, sitting still.
Just sitting. How long have you been there for, Steve?
Only a couple of minutes, mate. We'll get cracking soon.
All right, mate. Well, listen, while you're sitting there on the M1 northbound.
We might have to do something a bit special for everyone stuck on northbound on the M1 a bit later. And the show is Friday. We need to lighten the load.
Now, Steve, we've got a mystery item in our nuts. Clue number one, everyone's got one. I know that does narrow it down a bit. Yeah. So, what is your guess for $100 to spend Kingcumber Mitre 10? What is it?
Mobile phone.
Hey. Jeez. Hey, that is a...
It's not a bad guess.
Brilliant guess. Stevie?
No.
Not this morning, okay?
No, because you might not have considered all like the, you know, two-year-olds.
So this, our two-year-old
probably
had one.
Had one, yep. Actually, had a phone. Oh, no, tell me it's not so.
Yeah, it is. It is. You see kids in prams on their iPads.
On the iPad.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, no.
Hey, Steve, have a great day, mate. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, mate.
And stay safe. Hope you get through that traffic jam, okay?
Thanks, mate. Take it easy.
Good luck.
Oh, by the way, too.
Yeah, now that you mention it, I do remember our daughter Greta being able to swipe left before she could, you know, write a name.
Yeah, or talk.
Yeah, that's right. That's swipe, no.
Say daddy.
The finger stroke. Just to get to Dora.
We'll do it again. Backpack. Oh, I remember Dora. Backpack. These words just keep coming back to you. We'll give you another hint on Monday for In the Nuts. When one project leads to another, be rewarded every time with Kingcumber Mitre 10 Mighty Rewards.
Welcome to Triple M Breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer. This is the Coast Zone 107.7 Triple M.
Yes, it is Friday morning. Good morning, Robert.
Thank goodness for Friday. It's here.
Yeah.
I've got a little partner with me today.
Yeah, you got your lizard out.
It's a little lizard. It's like one of those ones that's filled with little beans. My daughter gave it to me. She's six.
Right.
Greta, and she gave me the thing and she said, Dad, you can take lizard with you to work.
Mm-hmm.
I went, righto. Yeah, you've got to take him to work with you. Yeah. So now I'm just talking about Lizard, and Lizard's here. You can see Lizard.
I can see Lizard.
Lizard is here.
Yeah.
And that way I can go home and say, yep, Lizard had a great day at the radio.
Kelma Boy was into lizards and frogs and all that sort of stuff when he was younger. As he grew up, he had all these different lizards, frill neck lizards and all these other
Some people are really freaked out by them, though.
Yeah, you had to get a license to hold them through the New South Wales government and for frogs. Yeah, yeah.
Well, if you've got a frilled neck lizard in your backyard.
No. If you have it, you know, in a in the enclosure at home.
Oh, right.
You've got to have a license through the government.
We had one that just used to walk along the fence and it would just come along and our daughter would put a little chunk of banana on top of the fence. It was one of those capped fences so you could walk on top.
Yeah, yeah.
And so she'd chop a chunk of banana, but the lizard had come up to it. It was funny because they've got eyes on the side of their heads.
Yeah.
So it looked, it had to turn from one side to the other to inspect the banana and then it'd pick it up, eat it, and then move on. But it was like a pet, but it wasn't kept.
What about Kerr sometimes feeds the birds on the top deck? I'm there, don't feed the bloody birds. I was going to swear there. Because what they do, they all tell their mates about it. And then they all come back. All the bloody birds come
along. Yeah, we had a neighbour that used to give bits of steak to cockatoos.
No, not cockatoos,
kookaburras.
No. Oh, the kookaburras are right. I like kookaburras.
Yeah, I like them, but you don't want six of them standing on the balcony edge. My mum's scared to death of birds. I did that to mum. She'd have a heart attack.
Triple M. issues of the Central Coast need to be discussed, people turn to Paddy and Rob Palmer on 107.7 Triple M. This is The Forum.
Look, we overdosed too much on COVID this week, so we thought we'll do something different.
I am full to the back teeth.
For me too. It's coming out of my ears. So we thought we'd do something a little bit light this morning with The Forum, as most of the topics are. World's worst best beaches in 2020. Australia was snubbed, which is really wrong.
Yeah.
So in the top 20 list.
Didn't get
what
there.
What was number one, Robert?
Number one was Bahia de Sancho,
yeah.
Fernando in Dinanahora, yeah. That's correct pronunciation.
Correct pronunciation.
In Brazil.
Jeez, you're good.
Yeah.
Jeez, you can talk the language, well, can't you?
You know, so, just Portuguese is like a second tongue to me.
And it's sounded that way.
So there was a Queensland beach at number 22.
Where was that?
Whitehaven Beach.
Where's
I don't
that?
Know if anyone knows Whitehaven.
No idea. And I lived in
somewhere
Queensland.
Yeah. Bundaberg didn't get a mention.
They're good, bloody good beaches in Bundy.
Sure they are.
They have.
Yeah, right.
Now, we want to know locally, though, what is the best beach? 13, 27, 10.
G'day, Louise from Booker Bay.
Hello. How are you?
Good, Lou. Yourself?
Very well, thank you. You're doing a good job there, boys, every morning.
Oh, thanks.
Wake up to you both.
Oh, thanks, Louise.
Nice of you to say so, Louise. Where do you wake up? Brooker Bay.
I wake up at Brooker Bay, but my favourite beach is Forrester's Beach.
That is nice as well.
Oh, see, you know what? I've heard many, many good things about Forrester's, and I've still not been down there.
Never been there?
No. Because it's
beautiful.
Yeah.
As you drive along through, just Forrester's Beach there, you turn around about, you're there.
Yeah. There's so many nice beaches.
Yeah, but you've got your privacy there. You've got, you know, it's a friendly dog beach, so it's a dog-friendly beach. The people are great. The water is beautiful.
Yeah.
And it's still quite nice, although it's a little bit cold, but it's the most beautiful, serene beach on the Central Coast.
You know, when I hear people say, oh, we're going overseas to blah, 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 stay whatever, because the beaches, you go, oh, punch yourself in the face.
Yeah, would you pay thousands of dollars to go somewhere else when you live where most people would love to holiday?
Well, the problem is, where people live, they don't even discover their own,
backyard.
Own place.
It's so true, Louise. Right. So often you just don't see the wood for the trees.
Yeah, it is.
We have some of the most beautiful coastline on the coast.
My kids get sick of me when we drive along. Why would you want to live anywhere else? And they go, shut up.
You sound like the dad from the castle.
that's what I mean.
I must say, Paddy, your mine is beautiful too.
Yeah, your mine.
Down this way. Yep.
Yeah.
All right, there's two ticks.
Lou.
Your minor, Forrester's.
Yeah. And for ringing this morning, Lou, we're going to give you a in-season pass to see Russell Crowe's latest flick, Unhinged. Our movie man, Shane Ace, spoke about it yesterday.
Oh, wow. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Unhinged in cinemas now. For a safe and enjoyable cinema experience, head to Event Cinemas at Tuggera.
You know what else I like?
What?
Toowoon Bay.
Oh, yeah, the little rock pool.
Oh, yeah.
The rock pool.
Oh, you could just, because it doesn't matter how old your kids are.
That's the thing. We could go on and on and on all morning about the beautiful beaches on the
center. Yeah.
I know, but coming into the weekend, it's a nice thing to keep in the back of your mind. Where am I going to go exploring this weekend?
Yeah.
Well, I'm telling you, if you've got dogs, Forrester's Beach is fantastic.
Thanks, Lou.
All right, there'll be 1,000 people at Forrester's Beach tomorrow.
107.7 Triple M.
Triple M Breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer. Time now to hit rewind.
Here we go, another week and another month gone.
And what about this? I offered Paddy a boat trip on the harbour.
I looked at my phone. You know how you punch your stuff in the phone and I go, oh, I'm sure I had something on Thursday.
Oh, yeah. And just tell everyone what you've got on instead of a day out in the harbour with your, inverted commas, mates.
At 11:30, I've got an appointment with the accountant. And
stop. That's enough. There's no and.
Greg from Helicalani called about traffic, but everything came back to the boat trip, the accountant.
Yeah, I didn't say there was no slowdown, there was no nothing. It's all full steam ahead, mate. It fit like a boat ride.
Hey, right. Now listen, Greg. He only asked me yesterday about going on this boat.
Greg, in a million years, if a mate of yours said to you, hey, do you want to come out on a big boat on the harbour for the day and you had an accountant's appointment, what would you do?
Oh, Paddy, just tell the truth and say you're washing your hair, mate.
I was washing my hair before the appointment, actually.
friends do call wanting jobs done, right? Well, Pete the painter rang through about mates rates.
I normally, you know, you normally go through the job, you know, but if they want anything else done, you know, on top of what I've spoke about,
charge
they're normally sort of happy to pay whatever else has got to be done, you know.
Yeah, I said to Rob, come around for the touch-up, and I said, well, I wasn't talking about my missus. Oh, jeez, he's unbelievable. Seriously.
I'll give you a touch-up in a second.
Bad Back Palmer complained all week about, you guessed it, his back.
I'm lying on the ground doing a stretch, right? You get on your knees first and pull your back, you know, out like that. And then you get down and you push your belly into the ground and push your shoulders back. And I like that one. Yeah. And then I get on my back and you roll your leg over the other one and do that lower lumbar twist.
Like you see the footballers do.
Yeah, and then you get a guy like Paddy standing over you, right, looking straight down at you, going, oh, would you like me to give it a rub? So, step back, please.
Oh, I had clothes on this time.
I did eventually relent as the pain became unbearable.
How you going?
Yep, good. I feel good.
Oh, because I massaged your back yesterday. You had that back.
You know what?
Yes.
I don't know how to say this, but I think you might be actually not too bad.
Magic Hands Gerard. That's what they call me.
I'll give you another crack today.
What about the massage? You might have... The 2021 Olympic Games could be going ahead, and the acting general manager calls.
Will weightlifting change much, acting GM?
This is probably the most hygienic sport of them all, especially the clean and jerk. Oh, speaking about that, I've got to continue my shower. Got to go, bye.
Our expert, Trevor Long, is an entertainment guru.
Any gossip for us this morning before we start, Trevor?
Gossip? What am I, Peter Ford?
We looked at New Year's Eve celebrations.
My mum and dad have had New Year's Eve at their house with one other couple every year for the last 40 years.
You had your 21st birthday party in a telephone box, so...
I don't know. Christine from Blue Haven won a great prize.
I'm going to give you a Park to Luna Pass, okay?
Oh, thank you. Well, yeah. I love that.
It's a Pass to Luna Park, mate, not a park.
Yeah. What did I say? I'm going to give you a Park to Luna Pass.
That's what eating hard eggs will do, yeah? And have a listen to the title Peter from SES has.
Peter Green, the SES Deputy Zone Commander for the Northern Zone, based in the Hunter. Not a bad bloke, champion fellow and purveyor of fine wine. That's all on his that's all on his name tag. G'day, Pete. How are you, mate?
Good morning, Paddy. Good morning, Rob. I'm not too sure about the wine. I think I need a bigger name tag.
Okay, fair enough. Plug.
We introduce you to senior citizen Cyril.
Yes, how you going, you dodgy blokes? It's senior citizen Cyril.
Hello.
Is that Rob Gerard there?
Yeah. Hello, senior citizen
hello,
Cyril.
Hello, senior citizen.
Yeah, you know what? You know what, Rob dog? You're not the only dog in the house there today, let me tell you.
Oh, and I met one of Paddy's neighbours.
Hi, this is Sue. It'd be lovely if Paddy had put his shirt on when he's jumping on the trampoline.
So, mate... I know that you sweat a little bit when you exercise, but if you're going to have a wonky fence, you can't just be taking your clothes off on the trampoline, okay? Or Sue, can you imagine?
Just put your shirt back on. Is it my hairy man, Ken's? And put people off. Yeah.
Triple M Breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer. And if you've missed any of the show, download the Triple M app and subscribe now to the Paddy and Rob podcast.
Triple M. Time. For the Triple M Big Band, but before we've got to talk about the lead into it and play the theme. Thank you, Triple M Big Band. They're doing a couple of things for us this morning. Because what they did this week, Finding Freedom, it's being serialised in the Times and the Sunday Times in London and exposing the rift between Harry and Will and the royal family.
Who wrote the book?
Oh, a couple, these two people.
Just anyone?
No, they reckon they got inside information. It authors Omid Scobie and Carolyn Durand. And some of the headlines, strains with Charles drove Harry to quit. No way back as Megxit is final.
Strains with Charles?
Charles, yeah, I know.
No.
Is he the father?
It was Meghan Markle that caused him to quit.
He
was out the door in 3 weeks.
And there was also...
I'll see you later.
No, there was also the issue where the Queen... did the Christmas, you know, message, and she had photos of everyone except Harry and Meghan. And then, yeah, to make matters worse.
She's turned up to the family dinner and thrown a teaspoon in the in the pavlova and said, I don't want this anymore.
Well, Prince William apparently had asked his brother about whether he was sure he should marry the former Suits actor, right? Mm. Don't feel you need to rush this, Prince William told Prince Harry, according to sources.
Yeah, but he hadn't seen Series 3 of Suits, because that's when Meghan Markle really...
Gets a kid off. Okay. But, now, according to sources, William said, take as much time as you need to get to know this girl. And then Harry went and said, he is a snob.
Really?
An absolute snob.
Get to know this girl.
This girl. And that's what the
take as much. So I'm going to say it in a nice way to you. Yeah. Take as much time as you need, Paddy, to get to know this girl.
You bloody snob.
It started so well, the four of us were peas in a pod. Between Meg and me, I could honestly say that Royal's a pretty good job. But now we're away, and we looked at the palace inside, and it wasn't that good. After what William said, should get to know this girl we hide. And I guess that's why we call him a snob, to say such a thing about the woman I love. Now we're a family, living in L.A., doing our own thing, making our own way. And I guess that's why we call it the snob.
They don't like Megan, we don't like William.
And I guess that's why we call it the snob.
He's not balding, I am still handsome.
And I guess that's why we call him a snob. And I guess that's why we call him a snob.
107.7 Triple M.
All right, calm down, Cranky Pants. We better get this. You get this, mate. Can you get that?
Hello, Triple M.
Yes, good morning. It's the Reverend Father T.J. McConnell from the Church of the Sacrificial Lamb with gravy and three vegetables. Thank you for joining in, Paddy and Rob. Good morning.
Okay. Good morning, Father. Is all going well at the Sacrificial Lamb?
Robert, we have, and as you know, implemented several new measures to make our church COVID safe to protect our parishioners at all levels. However, last Sunday, several people made a mockery of the mandatory mask wearing whilst attending all church services.
So what happened? How did the churchgoers make a mockery of the compulsory mask wearing at the service, Father TJ?
Well, this is who turned up.
Right.
Batman, Spider-Man, Darth Vader, Deadpool, Iron Man, Wolverine, The Flash, Anonymous, Captain America, Zorro, Jason from Friday the 13th, Eric from Phantom of the Opera House, Dr. Doom, Green Arrow, Catwoman, Ghostface, Michael Myers from Halloween, Hannibal Lecter, Robin and the Lone Ranger.
That would have been a church service and a half, Father. Technically, they have followed the rules, though, of the church and worn a mask.
That is true and correct, Robert, but it is who the band of culprits smuggled into the church that has upset fellow parishioners.
So who did they smuggle in, Father TJ?
Karen. From the Church of the Sacrificial Lamb. I'm the Reverend Father TJ McConnell.
107.7 Triple M.
This is the news that doesn't make the news, that should be in the news instead of the other news.
Can I just do a quick story first about a bloke I work with, Mr. Rob Palmer, who at 4:30 this morning put on the sandwich.
This is not news.
The sandwich press in the kitchen, and it was discovered still at 7 a.m. this morning that sandwich press had been left on.
It was an honest mistake.
Mm-hmm.
There was nothing in it. Like, it wasn't like you wrapped it in paper and walked out of the room.
No, that's good boy. So just leave it on. 2.5 hours.
I'm going to be in trouble when I get home now. My wife's always into me because I leave the oven on. When I'm baking something, I'll take it out, get it all ready, bang, plates on the table. I'll even go as far as washing up the pan, but the oven will stay on for another hour and a half.
3 hours later. Yeah. That's the first news story. What have you got for us, big boy?
Okay. Scientists have solved an enduring mystery.
Wow.
About Stonehenge.
Oh, what do they reckon?
I love this stuff.
Yep.
Well, they finally worked out the place of origin of many of those massive megaliths that make up the monument, right, in Wiltshire, England.
I loved when Chevy Chase ran into it, reversed, knocked Stonehenge over. That was funny.
European vacation.
And then it all did domino effect.
You know the stones, those big ones, they are up to 9 metres tall.
Mm-hmm. That's just out of the ground, isn't
it? That's massive. Yeah. And weigh up to 27 tonnes.
Wow, how do they do that?
They certainly didn't get you to pull it down the road, did they? Like, it came from 20. These rocks came from 25 kilometres away, West Woods.
Wow,
that's where they are. 25 km's, or something that big.
So they just piled them on trees.
The rich landowners didn't do it themselves. I'll give you the tip.
And so, what's the story of it? What do they reckon? What's the go?
Well. What, it's Stonehenge?
No. What do they say? So they reckon.
Well, the thing is, the reason they found it was because there's a core sample that was extracted during conservation work in the 50s, right? When metal rods were inserted to stabilize one of the cracked stones.
Yeah.
So the crack, they wanted to fix it. So they've cut a core to stick a metal pole in, right? That core was taken out, and then some Yankee tourist has souvenired it.
Oh, they have.
Took it home. Yeah.
Did they find
tunnels? If
there's
one thing a Yankee tourist is good for, it's going
ruining beyond something. Look at that happen when they left the tap on, that Yankee tourist at the leaning on the tower of Pisa.
I know. He just went, I'll fill my water bottle and just left it.
Ruin the foundation.
Yankee tourist.
Yes.
Anyway, that's right. They didn't find it until it said Mr. Phillips took it with him. With permission, when he emigrated to the United States in 1977, living in New York. And then he decided to return it to the United Kingdom for research in 2018. How long did he have to have it for before he thought, oh, they might be able to use this? They used that core to determine exactly where the stones came from.
Oh, cool.
That's how they found it.
Right.
So if you're a Yankee tourist and you've taken something from somewhere.
Put it back.
Like the whiskers off the Mona Lisa.
Put them back. I've got something that's just as upsetting. Now, you know those Freddo frogs that you buy and you can get X amount of pieces in one packet.
The 12-packet is paid.
Well, they were the 12-packet.
Oh, don't.
Sorry, they were 15. Confectionery giant Cadbury has caused outrage by shrinking the share packet size of the popular chocolate treat from 15 frogs down to 12.
Hang on.
But they were
12 for ages, isn't it?
Nah, 15 down to 12. But
maybe it's 12 Mars bars.
Leaving the price unchanged. Consumers are now going to have to fork out the mark price of $5 for 144 grams of frogs rather than the previous 180 grams of
joke.
So it works out 36% less or a 20% decrease in the chocolate for the same price, with shoppers paying 3.47 cents per gram.
You know what? That's where they fleece you, isn't it? They fleece you. They make it look the same. They make everything and then they just take a bit out of it. It's like the Cadbury chocolate bar.
You can't
say a glass and a half in every 200-gram block because they're not 200-gram blocks anymore.
No. See, isn't that so? That's
13, 27, 10 for the feedback line.
Yes.
What have you noticed has reduced in size and just charged the same? It's ripped off. Paddle Pops?
Yeah.
Paddle Pop, they've got the little triangular-shaped things. They're tiny now.
13, 27, 10 What has reduced in size? I hope my wife doesn't call. Come and give us a call. Midnight Oil, love that. Dreamworld.
Last night I had a dream, speaking of dreams.
Did you, Martin Luther?
A really weird one, though. I don't remember dreams. And this one has sort of woke up, bolt upright in the, 10 minutes before the alarm going. But it was weird. It started on a golf course, so it was all good.
Good. That's sweet.
Thought this is all good.
Brilliant.
And I was with my dog, Wally, my best mate, playing golf. And I found an abandoned golf cart.
Mm-hmm.
So I went over and had a look. There was a few beers in it and some golf balls.
Grab one.
Grabbed a golf ball, threw it to the dog, grabbed a beer.
Yeah.
One for me, one for my mate.
That's normal up till then,
Normal. Then all of a sudden we are on the side of a hill, all the golf stuff's gone away, and these two blokes shot these two guys in front of me.
Where were you now?
Well, I was on the side of a hill and they were hiding behind a car and these two guys just got shot by a random bloke. I went, hang on a second.
Yeah.
And I felt like, that's not right. Are you okay? They weren't. And so I chased the guy. All of a sudden, I was a female police officer.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. So I became...
Okay, so you've changed sex.
I became a female police officer. And I chased these guys into a stairwell. And as I was going down, I looked in my gun my holster. I'd already shot a couple of bullets, so there was only one left.
Yeah.
And it was an old six-shooter thing. And so I grabbed these little pellets out of my pocket that I had, and I'm trying to use the pellets as bullets and putting them in the gun. They kept dropping.
Who were you shooting at as a woman?
The guy who had shot the other two men.
Oh, right. Okay.
Come on.
All right.
So stay with me. I'm loading the gun. They're dropping. Eventually, I get enough. I get four in there, and I shut it and come into the bottom of the stairs, and this guy appears out of this doorway at the bottom of the stairs, and I bang,
got him too.
Put three into him.
Oh, three into him.
You know the Terminator, that silver one, Terminator 2?
Oh, yeah, the chat.
When you'd shoot him and he'd swallow the bullet.
Yeah, and you'd see it. Like
he was molten metal.
Yeah, you'd shoot
him. That's what happened with this guy. He was just swallowing them. And so I put the fourth one in his scone and that got him. I thought, well, that's a bit weird. And as he was dying.
There's more.
Yeah, the guy, this old bloke comes around the bottom with all his war medals on and everything.
Oh, what did he do?
Well, he was an old, I think you got him.
Yeah.
And I said, I don't know how to feel about this. I feel a bit weird. Like, I feel like I've won the battle against the guy, but I feel like something's wrong.
Because you've...
That's what I said to the old guy with the war medals. He looked to me. He just tapped his chest with his medals and how do you think I feel?
Exactly.
These weren't for shearing sheep.
Yeah.
And then I woke up, bolt upright, and that was it. It was all over. Sorry, just Dreamworld. No, thank you very much.
All I can say
Dreamworld,
is
Dreamworld, not all.
All I can say
weird
is,
dream. I don't.
No, all I can say is.
Sorry, did I go on too long about the dream?
No. Summarise it. Reader's Digest version.
In short, I was on a golf course. Then I saw a man shoot two other men. Yeah. Then I turned into a female. I chased him, ran down some stairs, shot him dead. Yeah. Then got told by an old war hero that I shouldn't be too worried because he had to kill lots of people in the war and didn't, he was still here.
So you've just said, look, can anyone interpret that dream? There's a lot of components to it. But is it true that they charge about, $300? Yeah. To interpret a dream.
Who goes up to someone and says, I had a dream, here's $300, tell me what it means. Please.
Seriously?
Yeah.
$300?
Yeah.
Okay.
$300.
Triple M, hello.
Hello, it's Ronaldo, hairdresser to the stars, part-time Uber driver, and I'm also a dream interpreter.
Oh.
Paddy and Rob, you're fantastic, I'm fantastic, you would have known. I interpret dreams as well.
You have come to the right place then, Ronaldo. I hope you can help me out.
Oh, Rob, I love the feng shui music in the background.
Yeah.
And to get me in the mood, I've got my moonstone, the stabilizer, healing crystals.
Right.
They help to connect with the beyond and also give metaphysical and healing properties.
Oh. What the bloody hell does that all mean?
Oh, I don't know. I just read it on the pack.
Of course you did. Can you interpret my dream,
yes.
Renata?
Yes. Let me connect with beyond.
Okay. Oh, he's connecting. Okay, he's connecting.
the spirits.
This, what have
you? It's coming through now. Oh, like a USB into your laptop.
Plugged in. Okay. You sure are. What does my dream mean, Ronaldo?
Hang on. Firstly, you're on the golf course.
Yes.
You're into swinging.
Clubs.
Oh, that's disappointing. All right, back to the dream. There was a gun.
Yes.
You fired it?
Yes.
Clearly, you want to get a shot away.
Should I join a gun club then?
This is harder than I expected.
Yeah.
Look, what I'm interpreting is before this dream, you either, Robert, had eaten a space cookie.
No.
Your neighbour from Nimbin left the window open.
No.
Oh, I know, it's coming to me now. It's coming to me now, that your dream. You'd taken Viagra and the blood went north instead of south. Oh, God, it happens all the time. The blue pill gets on the wrong motorway. Gotta go.
Get him out of here.
I knew.
107.7 Triple M.
Hey, you've called 132710.
It's the feedback line. Please leave us a message. Anything you like.
No matter what it is.
Can be negative.
Or positive.
We prefer positive.
Certainly do. Okay, leave a message.
Goodbye.
See ya.
Hi, this is Jude from Killarney Vale. I think mint patties now have shrunk in size. We now call them the after dinner mints. And they also advertise 60% less fat because they've got 60% less bar. Thanks, bye.
Morning, Paddy and Rob. It's Troy here from Gossie. Couple of things. First thing is about things shrinking. Well, the good old Sunny Boy ice block. It used to be massive when I was a child at school, and it's shrunk by at least 200% minimum. And you used to get free ones on it. But on a serious note, I wanted to do a birthday shout out. And the wonderful Suda from Carrion, it was her birthday last Monday. And instead of getting presents because of COVID, she contacted me and reached out and said, you know what? I want to get all my friends to donate cupcakes to all frontline workers around the Central Coast.
107.7 Triple M. Welcome to Triple M Breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer. This is the Coast Zone 107.7 Triple M.
Yeah, Friday morning.
Friday morning. Happy birthday to my little niece, Juliet. She's turned six.
Good on you, Juliet.
Today.
Good on you, Juliet.
What a landmark. She's on Wombe Beach today, loving watching the trucks and the tractors and the diggers down there. She has no idea
what's going on.
What's going on. But if you are a six-year-old and you see a digger on a beach, that's your day.
Now, does she listen to Uncle Rob?
Listens to Uncle Rob occasionally.
Good on you, Juliet. Happy sixth birthday.
Watching Paw Patrol.
Last few days, we've been catching up with Brad. He's the United Workers Union rep. Now, there's the pickets that's been going on at Warner Vale, the Woolies Distribution Centre and Warren Road. They were going to meet with Woolies yesterday, the management, to discuss wage arrangements. To find out late what's happening, Brad, you're on the site, clearly.
Yeah, mate, out of sight, as you can hear.
Yeah, what's the latest?
All right, the latest is negotiations went late into the night yesterday. So the guys negotiated well and truly over probably 10-hour period, 11-hour period. And unfortunately, negotiations broke down at the last minute. So basically what happened was Woolworths put an offer on the table that was getting close to what our members wanted. But what they did was they asked the delegates to endorse that. And the delegates said they don't have the authority to endorse it. They need to take it back to their members. And Woolworths turned around and said, well, if you guys don't endorse it here in the room and get the workers back into work, then the deal's off the table.
Right. Now, if people...
Oh, so that's a bit strong-arming. It's like when you say, okay, I'll buy the car for 10 grand. They give you a discount of 3 grand off your car and you have to buy it there and then, but you can't leave the building to discuss it with anyone else. Is that what you mean?
Pretty much. So basically what happened was they asked the delegates to agree to it in principle and had the workers come back to work this morning.
Yep.
And a delegate said, look, we don't have the authority to do that. We don't feel comfortable in doing that. We want to go back to our members and let our members decide if they're happy with the offer that you put on the table. They will decide. And Woolworths basically said, no, if you guys don't decide here and now, the offer's off the table. We asked for a 5-minute break. We had a chat with the delegates. The delegate said, no, that's what we want to do. We don't have the authority from our members to accept the deal.
Because if you missed earlier on, what's happened is the workers at Woolies here up at the Warner Vale Distribution Centre don't get paid as much as what's in Sydney. So the workers want parity with their Sydney co-workers.
That's right. So how far short of the mark they were after did the offer come to?
So basically they did move on wage growth. They also accepted that they were happy to put the... except 80-20, so 80% permanent, 20% casual. So basically, we were nearly there, but it wasn't quite close in the wage parity.
How much short of wage equal were you?
Well, basically, I'll just give it to you in a crutch. The members actually moved off it. So for the members to get up near the Sydney shed, anywhere needs to be an 8 to 16% growth.
Yeah.
Yep.
What did they offer? The members actually went back to Woolworths yesterday with the delegates and said, we're happy to do a 2.5-year agreement and do 5%, 5%, and 2.5% for the last 6 months.
Yeah.
Woolworths rejected that.
Yeah.
And they come out with offering 3.6, 3.6, 3.6 over 3 years.
Right.
The classification structure is nearly there, getting fixed. So there's a bit of better wage parity for the workers inside the shed.
Yep.
And so, then, so we were nearly there. But the fact is the delegates didn't feel comfortable in endorsing the offer in the room.
So has everyone gone back to work, or how far off getting everyone back into the job are you?
So basically what happened was Woolworths decided, the delegates quite clearly said, we want to have a meeting with our members before we decide if we accept the offer. It's their right to vote on it. It's not our right to accept on the behalf of 550 workers.
Yeah, and they took the deal off the table because of that. So now you're not going to work.
So now they've locked them out indefinitely.
Okay, so that's the latest. So there's a lockout at for just how many workers?
550 workers are affected.
What, on the Central Coast?
Yes.
So you had 550 workers not working at the Warnervale distribution centre.
Yes. And now we're in day eight now, and of that,
so there's no work going on whatsoever.
No, they are locked out. They're standing out the front. You can see them up on top of Burnett and Sparks Road, and down here on Warren Road outside the gate currently. And Woolworths decided last night. Once the guy said, "Look, we can't accept this in principle on behalf of all our members. Yep. We need to take it to them." The managers slammed their laptop shut and said, "It's over, you're locked out."
All right. Well, Brad, mate, we've got other things. We've got to get to this break, but we will speak to you on Monday. This looks as though it's going to go on for a bit more time, and we will speak to you on Monday and get the latest, okay? We thank you for the update.
Yeah, thank you for your support, guys. It's been fantastic, and I look forward to speaking to you on Monday.
Brad from the United Workers Union, that's not really good news, especially, of course, they won't get paid. If
that's a lot of guys not working.
530 on the Central Coast not working.
All guys and girls.
107.7 Triple M. Paddy and Rob Palmer's last calls.
Yeah, before we get into last calls, the Triple M Big Band, weren't they? They've just been brilliant all week, haven't they?
They have. What are they bringing today?
Oh, Twisted Sister.
Oh, hello.
We're not going to take it. Yeah, you want to have a chat about anything, 132710 is the number to call.
Hello there, Anonymous.
How are you?
Yeah, good, mate.
Okay, how are you going? Where are you at the moment?
Mate, I'm on the Central Coast.
Yeah.
I'm just listening to Brad having a bit of a carry-on.
Yep.
Now, I know people who work at Woolies. Some of my close friends do.
Yep.
When they start, they get on casual for 3 to 6 months. If they're working well, they go straight to full-time.
Mm.
A full-timer there gets $33 to $34 an hour.
Yeah.
Okay.
Joe gets $38 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
They want to go to the same pay rate as
Sydney.
Yonora.
Yeah.
Now, Yonora let them have the pay rate, but they're making that an automotive job very shortly in the next couple of years. So it means all the workers there won't have a job.
Right.
It'll be fully automated.
Right.
Now, they were offered, I believe, over 3% increase in their pay.
Yeah, 3.6.
Even the nurses got that.
Mm.
And they get penalty rates, they get holiday loading, they get everything. I've not heard people that in this time of the year when we've got so much bloody, COVID and people out of work, they're looking for this great pay rise. Should have just taken the pay rise, would everything settle down, then go back for more. Okay. And I know that, I know one of the friends told me that the company had offered them, if they take the pay rise, they would take a 10-year lease on that building and make sure it was there for the next 10 years.
So the workers guaranteed.
So there's
virtually
a bit of security along with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were guaranteed security.
Yeah.
Right, this is where it's wrong.
Yeah.
The people turn around and say, oh, yeah, Woolies have kicked them. They didn't kick them out. They gave them all the chances.
Options.
Under the sun. My,
right.
One of the best, well, as I said, I've got two very, very close friends who work there, and they are absolutely gobsmacked at what's been happening.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, Anonymous, can you give us a call back Monday? We'd love to, not investigate, but chat more about it, because we've got to go.
Yeah,
Mickey D's dancing around in the studio ready to get in. But, mate, yeah, give us a call back Monday morning, and we'll chat further, okay?
All right, I'll give you a ring back, say, about 8 o'clock on Monday.
For sure.
Thanks for the heads up.
Mate, that's fine. I appreciate the time.
By the way, too, we'll try and get a rep from Woolies on Monday if we can through our producer, Kiara, just to get the flip side of the story.
Be good.
Yeah.
Speaking of automation, though, you should be careful because once they work out how to do what you're doing by a computer. You
hey, monk.
See you later.
Monkeys do that. Monkeys do this.
Work better than with Paddy.
Oh, speaking of monkeys,
thanks to Singo's Wholesale Meats, now open in Mans Road, West Gosford. What you're about to experience is really good. In fact, it's really meaty on Triple M. Welcome to Paddy and Rob Palmer's Wheel of Meat. Let us spin, boys.
All right.
And
what
we do the Wheel of Meat today.
Everyone who rings throughout the course of the show gets a raffle ticket on a Friday, and then we put all those raffle tickets into a barrel.
And that has come today.
Hang on. Drum roll.
We're running out of time.
Oh, we are. But you've still got to do the logistics of it, mate.
Things have to happen.
Okay. Who won the Wheel of Meat?
Steve from Wombi.
Oh, Steve. Did he call today? Okay.
Call today. Steve from Wombi.
Thank you for the call.
Steve was caught in the traffic this morning.
Oh, yes. Heading north on the
M1. Oh, he's run a whole rump.
He's run a bloody whole rump. Good on you, Stevie. Well done, mate. All right. Go well today, as you say, Rob. Have a good weekend. Mickey D's up next. See you
Enjoy.
Monday.
Nothing left to say. You've said it all, Paddy.
Yeah. Don't forget, subscribe and catch up with the podcast on the Triple M app. Thank you guys for listening to the podcast.
Podcast means you can listen at any time that suits you. Who wants to get up at 5:30 in the morning just to listen to us rabbit on? You can do it at a time that suits you. It's great.
24 hours, Rob Palmer. I think I'm going to be sick. Bye, everyone.
See you later.